Hey guys, back for another session of Insight Sessions here with Paul and Chris. Chris, I think we're up to episode 13 or something now.
Yeah, lucky 13,
Lucky 13. We've had a bit of a hiatus for a month or something because we've been pretty busy, but we thought time to get back into it. We've had a few people messaging us asking us, "Hey, when's your next episode dropping?" So I called. It's time to start getting a few more out. So anyway, so today we're going to be talking about average order values for e-com stores. So lately I've found that we're having a lot of conversations with clients about average order values, and most of the time, a lot of the time, I'm met with what does that mean? And they're like, "Okay, cool. So you're doing 200K a month or 300K a month, and you're not sure what an average order value is." So basically, average order value is the average size of the orders that come through your business, right? So I'm assuming, Chris, you're well
Average
versed in
cart size as well might be another way
average
to put
cart size. Yeah, there's probably agencies out there that call it average cart size, average basket size, average order value. Everyone's got their own term, but average order value is what we're going to go with. So one of the first things that we kind of work on when we work with any new client is rapidly increasing that figure. So for example, we've got clients that come through us and their average order value is like $150. And the first thing that they kind of talk to you as soon as you speak to these people, they're like, "Okay, cool. I'm getting a 5x return on my ad spend at the moment. Can you please make that higher?" And they're like, "Yeah, cool." And in their mind, it's like, "Let's just spend more money and let's just do this." And 90% of people don't consider things like actually increasing your average order value or your conversion rate or, things like this that are actually naturally going to organically improve the size of every purchase that people make from you, and therefore are actually increasing the return that you're getting on your ad spend. So,
So sort of thinking, a lot of people think about volume as the problem. Like I'm not getting enough volume, or I'm not. I want to, if I get more people to the site, then I'll make more sales. But I guess the distinction there is, let's keep the same amount of people coming there, but every single person that comes through, they stay on the site longer, they buy more product, they buy more often. So you don't necessarily need more volume of people coming in, right? So you need to spend more money on ads. You can spend the same money, get the same essentially number of people coming through, but once they're there, make more value out of each purchase.
yeah, exactly. So like the example you mentioned, you've got, you're spending $1,000 a month on Google Ads, and currently you're getting like, average order value is, $100 or something. So like basically the goal becomes, still got 1,000 people coming to the site, but you're increasing that order value to $200, sorry, for each order. So you've spent the same, but you've doubled your revenue and you haven't really done anything else like internet, and you can do this stuff really, really simply in terms of like, adding a few apps to your cart and stuff. I mean, we'll go a bit deeper on this in a second, but I just kind of want to get that really clear. And what Chris has said is like super important. People are so focused on, let's just go run Facebook ads and Google ads and Twitter and TikTok and da-da-da. And it's like, let's get as much, more and more and more, more traffic, whereas they don't focus on actually getting more revenue out of all the traffic that is coming to the site. So like for most e-com businesses, it's pretty easy to get, $200, $300, $400 more out of a customer. So like back in my previous business, we would sell $500, $600 products. We would sell $1,000 products, and we'd also sell, the $5 products example. But going through the checkout process, they might come through and they might be like buying a $10 router cable, a networking cable, or back in the day, something like that, or even a better example would be, I'm really pushing it now, pushing the boat out here and go back in the day when I ran that e-com business, they would come through and they'd buy a CD burner, and it was back then it was like, $300. Knowing what we know now, we actually should have said as they went through that cart and they spent their $300, they go, "Hey, do you want to buy like 3 months worth of blank CDs so you can actually burn all these, downloaded movies that you're downloading, taking your basket size from $300 to turn to like $600, basically just by making a recommendation in your shopping cart that they should do that." So, I mean, people are going to do that over time anyway. So, but the point that I'm trying to get to is push them to do that transaction up front. That makes sense so far, Chris.
Yeah, so essentially, a lot of the work is getting the person to the website. You know, that like getting actually once they're there, that's a lot of the hard work done, right? They've had to go through some marketing, they've had a decision, they've searched something, they've seen an ad, they've done something. But most of the work is now done. So once that person is there, you now want to optimize and maximize the time that they have on that site. So if they're already there, they've done all the work, they just want to buy this, like I said, $300 CD burner. If they can then, instead of just buying that $300, they can spend $350 or $400 with something that's similar, like you said, like a stack of CDs or some cables or something related to that product. And that goes across, you know, 50, 60, 70% of everybody that buys now, instead of buying $300, buys $350 or $400. It's a significant way to boost your business without generating more traffic or paying more money for traffic.
Yeah, exactly. You're just getting, like you said, you're just getting more revenue out of the traffic that you've got. And then once you've got that really like honed in, then you start scaling ads more because it's way more profitable for you. You know, so your return on your ad spend can, you know, if you've got $100 and you move it to like $200, $300, $400, $500, your ROAS goes to the roof, you know, because you put your $1,000 in here and out the other end, it's go, oh, when we started, we put a grand in, and now we're getting like, you know, 3K, now 4K, now 5K, now 10K, because you're increasing that number month after month. Like, an example of how this works, like in a real world situation, because, you know, I'm sure there's a couple of people out there that might be like, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, right? So you go to the supermarket, you buy bread, you know, you're like, that's all I need. My wife sent me, I need to buy bread. You walk down the bread aisle, and then you walk past the milk, and you're like, oh, you know, better buy some of that. You walk back around the other side, and cool, down the chocolate aisle, blah, 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 blah. You get to the register, you've got your kids, and your kids can just grab like the Kinder Surprise and da, 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 da. So this is the supermarket increasing your average order value every time you come through by their psychological, you know, pushing your kids to buy chocolate and pushing you to buy milk and pushing you to buy, you've got to walk all the way to the back of the supermarket to buy the ice cream and stuff, you know. So you need to think about that from an e-commerce point of view. So people come through to your website, and whether they're looking for a $5 product or a $500 product, you've got to think as they go through the journey of that website, what else can I show them along the way, whether that's like a bundle or that's a recommended product or that's a, you know, someone else recently purchased this product that you're looking at this and we recommend this. And then you go through the checkout, and then we're like, hey, what about just adding in shipping insurance to your order? So for example, you know, you're selling a $100 product, and then we're like, look, for $5 or $9, we're going to give you shipping insurance. So if your order doesn't arrive, we'll give you $9. So, you know, if you're doing 1,000 orders a month, you know, and you're getting another $9 out of every single one of those orders, like it's a big chunk of change. So, and then the same thing again. I mean, there's heaps of apps that handle this, you know. So, you know, you go through, you buy one of something, it says, hey, why don't you buy two? We'll give you 10% off. Why don't you buy three? We'll give you 20% off. Why don't you buy three? Four, we'll give you 50% off. You know, like, shit, that's a pretty good deal, you know. And you can get like really, really specific about how you do this. Like you can literally have like, this is the product that they've got in their basket. This is what I want to recommend. You know, it might say a bundle might be an option. Another option might be, customers who buy this actually buy these three products, and it's literally got like add to cart. So like, yeah, I bought that toaster. Oh, and it's black. Oh, I might buy the kettle. That's black. I might buy the blender. That's black. I might buy the chopping board. So you started out buying, you know, the kettle from this site, and you've walked away with a whole new kitchen. So, you know.
Yeah, so it's really finding those. I mean, we've all seen people who bought this also bought. So that's sort of one way, that sort of social credential of someone who's bought this chopping board, also bought this six-pack of knives or whatever. So there's kind of that social element. There's the, they said, literally like order bumps, so something that's really related to the thing, kind of going back to your CD example. Like I need this, say like a printer, right? I'm buying a printer and I can buy all the ink. Like here's an ink pack, here's a pack of 20 inks that's going to last me a year. That might be another $200, right? So instead of just selling the $200 printer, I'm now also selling $200 worth of ink that they were going to buy anyway, but it's 10% cheaper to get it now. So like discounting big stuff like that. I think there's like bundles is something that we see a lot, was like, here's the product, but then here's all this kind of peripheral stuff that kind of supports that product. So like, yeah. I think like the printer and ink is kind of maybe a good way to think about it. Like, what supports that product? Here's the core thing they're going to buy. What other stuff do they need? Do they need cables? Is there like a cream that goes with it? Is there some cosmetics? Is there a face mask? Is there a pillow, a book, a recipe pack? Like something that supports the thing that they're buying, that you can either discount, that you can bulk up to a bundle, that you can have recommended by other people. There's lots of different ways to do it, right? There's multiple ways. And you can have all of these options, right? You could have one of these things or all of these things. And is it more the merrier, or is there a point where it's like it stops becoming valuable? It's like too much.
We can go deep on this stuff, but like, people's attention is probably a completely different episode, but we'll play with it a bit. That I've noticed people's attention with e-commerce over the last like 2 or 3 years is literally like, I won't say that it's declining, but the way people think with e-commerce now is very, like, I watch people navigate shopping carts, right? So we use systems like Hotjar and Lucky Orange and all. Go, what do they do on this site? Mate, people click bloody everything. You know what I mean? It's like their focus is not just, I just want to buy one product, go through the checkout, good. They don't think like that anymore. Not 80% of people are so erratic. They'll go through a checkout and they'll be like, cool, I'll buy everything. So my recommendation is give people as much as you can. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's a psychological thing. I also think that's like when everyone's been locked in their houses for like 2 years and now that's like, I just want to do stuff, and they just want to, you know, people's consumption of knowledge and consumption of purchases is like next level now. So, you know, as an example, like, I wanted to backtrack a bit. So we've got a client that sells like dog pet products, you know, like luxury pet products, you know. So you go through her site and you just kind of, and her and a partner, and you kill a business doing really good, you know. But you're like, I've got a dog and I want to buy a lead. So you go through the checkout and it's like, cool. In, you know, they can go either have a bundle and you got to go, I want the lead and I want the, you know, the holder and I want to buy like everything else they sell as well, and a poo bag and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So whether you do that through as a bundle on the page or through the checkout, but make it like really specific about what that person, like you know, me, for example, I've got a border collie. So I'm like, I want to buy a lead for a border collie. Go through the checkout. Do you know that we also sell a harness for a border collie? We've also got a bed that says, you know, border collies are kind of, think of something catchy there, but you know, this bed is made for border collies. You know, this is made for border collies. You're like, cool, I'll have everything. So like in those passion niches, you know, people spend stupid amounts of money, like pets, kids, you know, health, blah, 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 you know, organizational kind of thing. So we've got another client that's in the planner space. So you buy the planner and then you buy like, you know, the monthly to-do list and then you buy the financials thing and then you buy the post-it notes and then you buy this. But as you go through the checkout, it's literally like, hey, this is what you've got in your cart right now, because you've probably heard about it somewhere, but this is all the other stuff that you can buy, this is all the other stuff everyone else is buying, and this is all the stuff that's on sale, but and it's got, you know, it's got urgency associated with it. You can only get this deal though for the next 20 minutes. After that deal just disappears. So you know, that's something worth kind of chatting about as well, like putting urgency, putting scarcity into checkouts as well. I mean, a lot of people, you know, don't fall for it, but, you know, it says like, hey, we're holding this cart for like 10 minutes. You've got this opportunity for today only. You know, I'm sure if you come back tomorrow, you're still going to get that deal, but for some reason, a lot of people don't go, oh, it must be legit, you know, but presenting those opportunities to them is just, you know, is the killer thing to do for an e-com store.
Hey, part of that might be certain demographics, like they'll, like I know, like a lot of professional women will shop after hours, like they've worked all day, they put the kid down, there's like a 2-3 hour bracket where she's relaxing before she goes to bed, she's going to do all of her online shopping kind of in that period, and they might go through multiple sites, but there's kind of, she's not, I'll think about it, I'll come back tomorrow, it's like, no, I've got this time to do this thing, I'm going to go and I'm going to, so in that time, if you can convince them to buy as much as possible. Just thinking, the other way that we see this done a lot is the you know, get free shipping, like free shipping your $20 away from free shipping. So maybe I've got $85 in my cart, and at $100 I get free shipping. And I'm going to pay $15 for shipping anyway. So I'm like, oh, I'll just, they said, get a set of six poo bags for $20, and now I pay $105, but I get the shipping free. It kind of feels like, oh, I'm getting something for free. So that having those little trackers of, you know, you're $50 away from free shipping, you're $20 away from free shipping. And the other shipping thing that we see done is, you know, free shipping, you get all the free gift. I know we've seen that quite a bit, where if you spend, you know, $100, you get free shipping. If you spend $150, you'll get a free surprise gift or something like that, right? So yeah, there's so many ways you can do this stuff. But that one's quite fun. Like, oh, I may or may not need the dog bed, but if it's $50 and now I get some, you know, $50 worth of free gift by getting it, there's these little incentives that psychologically go, I've already spent $300, I'll spend another $50, and I get another free thing if I do that, or I get free shipping, or so there's a lot of ways to kind of hack the psychology, I suppose, of buyers to, when they're in that buying mode, just to show as many different ways for them to buy more stuff as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you raised a good point about, like, you know, mums, you know, like I'm married, two kids, my wife rarely gets to go shopping, you know, online. We've got a client that, you know, sells to mums, and we look at their data, and it's like, you know, like you said, like 7 o'clock to like 11 o'clock is like the little ones go to sleep, and the mums are like, okay, I've got a chance to do what I need to do now. So, you know, like you said, you know, if you do this in the next like 20 minutes, they go, cool, I'll get it done. Like the urgency, the scarcity, you know, limited product availability, the discounting, there's like so many ways you can do this. So, you know, we might, like, oh, I guess we can wrap that there. You know,
I think hopefully that's pretty clear. I think like for me anyway, I think that's pretty clear what average order value is and why you'd want to bump it up. Hopefully that's pretty clear for people then.
What I might do is put together a bit of a checklist, like that I'll put in the comments of wherever this gets uploaded to, about the kind of things that you can do. But if anyone wants us to get on a Zoom call and kind of mentor you through this, how we do this for your business, you know, feel free to reach out to us, obviously, but it's pretty straightforward. But there is a few bit of secret sauce that you can actually really nail it as well. So, you know, but as always, you know, thanks for watching this episode. Any more comments before we wrap it up, Chris?
No, I think we're good. I think that's super clear on the value of average order value. Makes sense, right? You've got someone there, you've kind of got them captive, you've done all the work to get them on your side, so while they're there, sell them as much stuff as possible. And make it as easy as possible for them to make more purchases as well.
Yeah, so if you need a hand with it, making it easy and doing those offers, you know where to come. So thanks guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to, if you're on YouTube, you know, like, subscribe, share it with your friends, we'd appreciate that. Keep an eye out for episode number 14 coming up shortly.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. See you on the next one.